Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to Jesus. Let me encourage you with a beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Proverbs, chapter 14 and verse 26 and 27. It says, "In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is the fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death." My dear brothers and sisters, when we submit to God, then we don't have to be afraid of anything, because he becomes our refuge and strength. The Bible records that in Psalm 46:1. Fearing God does not mean being afraid he's going to hurt you. He's a good God. The fear of the Lord means you follow his directions and recognize his authority in all things. You've probably noticed there's not a lot of respect for authority these days. We have developed the kind of mentality that says, nobody is going to tell me what to do. But the Bible says, in the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence. Why does it say that? Because a reverent and worshipful fear means being respectful and obedient. It means you'll do what God says to do, and your confidence and trust in him will continue to grow. And you'll notice something else that's important. The more reverential fear and awe you have of God, the more careful and courteous you'll be in your dealings with others. That's because you know you're accountable to God for your actions, and you recognize that other people are just as valuable to him as you are. And I like what Solomon writes. He says, here is the conclusion of the matter in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. He says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. Moses told the children of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12. He says, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. So my dear brothers and sisters, it is not complicated at all to fear God and to live under the Lordship of the Messiah. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to you for who you are and what you are in our lives. We bless you from the bottom of our hearts. We say thank you, Lord, because you are a gracious and a merciful God. Thank you, Lord, that in spite of our shortcomings, you still love us. You care about us. You are concerned about our welfare. I pray, O Lord God Almighty, that Father, as you demanded Abraham to be perfect, and Lord God Almighty, to be blameless in your sight, I ask, O Father, similarly, O Father God, that we will be perfect and blameless in the eyes of Jehovah. Today, give us that grace, O Father God. And Lord, today, help us to embrace the fear of God in our hearts, that we will never, ever depart from the presence of God. Lord God Almighty, I thank you. Today, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I speak your blessings. I speak, O Father God, your goodness and mercy will follow them all the days of their lives. And Lord, that they shall dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore. Bless the work of their hands, establish it, flourish it, and prosper it, O God. Lord, and I pray that you will keep them from every appearance of evil. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. I speak the healing virtue of Jesus to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I speak, O Father God, that their bodies and their minds will be aligned to the Word of God. For by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.